بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا وبالقرآن العظيم دستورا وإماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. And alhamdulillah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another opportunity to present this afternoon's program from our studios here in Durban, the city of Durban, the province of KwaZulu-Natal, and from South Africa. We take this opportunity to welcome you, the esteemed listener of Radio Islam International, and also we say in advance, Jazakallah khair to our sound engineer, Brother Hafiz Hanzala, for his assistance this afternoon. Shortly, we'll be commencing with the program and the format of the program, but before that, we reflect upon astonishing facts about the Qur'an al-Kareem, and the facts that we normally read is from this kitab by Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas, Rahmatullah Alayh. And Mufti Sahib, in this beautiful kitab, you will find on page 18, speaks about the names of the Qur'an, like the beautiful names of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have also reached 99. And the most specific name is Kalamullah, and the most famous name is Al-Qur'an. The most specific name is Kalamullah, and the most famous name is Al-Qur'an. Well, the program for today, for the past two Saturdays, we have been profiling the senior qari, one of the leading qaris from Durban, and very well known by Qari Ahmad Lokat Sahib, Hafizahullah. And today is the third in this particular series. And starting off the program, we will be listening to the recitation of Qari Ahmad Lokat Sahib, who recites from Surah Al-Dahr, from the 29th part of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Also, just for those that may not have heard the first two programs or the program the past two Saturdays, Qari Sahib is the director of the Islamic Education Organization of Southern Africa, that's right here in central Durban. Qari Sahib is also the trustee, is the Amir of the Crescent Girls School that's here in Parlock, as well as the Al-Azhar School that's in central Durban. Qari Sahib is also the trustee of the Masjid in Mayville, as well as the Masjid in Parlock. And alhamdulillah, Qari Sahib is an advisor to various institutions locally as well as globally. Speaking about globally, the past two Saturdays, Qari Sahib had taken us on a journey with his very own recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem, his memorization of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And yes, indeed, we had spoken about the most senior Hafiz al-Qur'an that's currently with us as well, that known, very fondly known as Hafiz Sufi Barak, Hafizahullah, who's currently in his 90s, and that has been Qari Sahib's ustaz. And thereafter, Qari Sahib had the opportunity to study under the world-renowned scholar of Qira'a, and that very well-known as Sheikh Abdul Basit, Abdul Samad, rahimahullah. So today, right now, we'll be listening to Qari Sahib's recitation. After the recitation, we will then be speaking to Qari Sahib as well, and more towards just around 2:35 or around 2:40. It is something that we will air, and I'm sure it's going to be for the very first time aired on any radio station here, perhaps locally, and that is going to be the ijazah that was given to Qari Ahmad Lokat Sahib, Hafizahullah, as well, by Sheikh Abdul Basit, Abdul Samad, Rahimahullah. And we will speak a little bit, actually, Qari Sahib, we're going to ask Qari Sahib to speak to us about the ijazah a little later in the program. But right now, those that are following, perhaps if you have the Mus'haf of the Qur'ani Kareem available to you, please do follow this recitation. And also, the Qari Sahib's grandson, alhamdulillah, by the name of Muhammad Razin, is also learning the surah, that is Surah Al-Dahr, and Qari Sahib requests to us that he, all his grandchildren also become Hafizul Qur'an Al-Kareem. Ameen. We say Ameen. We request your Ameen as well to you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International. Right now, let's listen to this recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتلي فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نضرة وسرورا وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا ودانية عليهم ظلالها وظللت قطوفها تذليلا يطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا وإذا رأيت ثم سندس خضر واستبرق وحلوا أسامر من فضة وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبح ليلا طويلا إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما
صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, that was the beautiful recitation, the tilawa by Durban's very own senior Qari, Qari Ahmad Mokat Sahib Hafizahullah. Indeed, we're focusing on the Qur'ani Kareem, and after the break, we will be speaking to Qari Sahib, and thereafter, towards the end of the program, you will be listening to the Ijaza, and for those that perhaps may not have much information about the Ijaza, we will be requesting Qari Sahib to inform us about that, and that's going to be also later in the program. Also, just a recap of last week, we went through certain aspects of the Qur'an Kareem, and we found that it's important that we go through it repeatedly for the benefit of all those that are listening to the afternoon's program. We had spoken about the seven famous teachers of the Qur'an amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the names of the seven famous teachers, Hazrat Usman radiallahu an, Hazrat Ali radiallahu an, Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu an, Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu an, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu an, and also Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu an. These are the names of these great spiritual personalities and luminaries, the teachers of the Quran amongst the Sahaba radiallahu an. Well, after the break, we're going to be in the company of Qari Ahmad Lokiat Sahib, and alhamdulillah, from the past two Saturdays, we've had this opportunity. We have been honored that Qari Sahib joined us for two Saturdays, and today is the third and the final in this particular series. But do remember that inshallah in future as well, we will have Qari Sahib for recitation on the program, as well as to speak to us about the importance of the Tajweed and so on. But in this particular series where we have been profiling Qari Sahib, today is that final segment. And as soon as the break is over, Qari Sahib is going to be with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's program. Well, it's a live program from our studios in Durban. A very warm welcome to you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International. And speaking about warm welcome, we do know that those, especially in Gauteng and other regions, perhaps it's quite cold in that part of the country. And we thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah that in Durban, alhamdulillah, absolutely beautiful weather. It's just in the mornings that you find, it's cold, that what people in Durban will say cold, but people from other parts of the country will say that's not cold at all. But alhamdulillah, we've been blessed with beautiful weather. But alhamdulillah, the greatest blessings that we can speak about is the Qur'an Kareem, and this, the great personalities, alhamdulillah, who have studied the Qur'an Kareem, who have passed on the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem. And as we had mentioned earlier, perhaps if you have missed out, do remember the podcast. You can get the podcast of this particular program from the website of Radio Islam International. Well, this afternoon we had started the program with the recitation by our Qari Sahib, Senior Qari Sahib, Qari Ahmad Lokiat Sahib, Hafizahullah, who had recited from Surah Al-Dahr. And also at the same time, Qari Sahib's grandson, Muhammad Razin, is also learning this particular surah, and our du'as. Also, with Qari Sahib's grandchildren, Qari Sahib has requested du'as that all his grandchildren become Hafiz al-Qur'an al-Kareem as well. And we say Ameen to that. And all those parents that are listening, all those that are listening to this afternoon's program, do make that intention that you yourself also start memorizing the Qur'an al-Kareem du'as, that our children start memorizing, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, we've been very fortunate that Qari Sahib has been with us. This is the third Saturday, and we had to convince Qari Sahib, especially for this particular segment that we had requested Qari Sahab. Qari Sahab was initially quite reluctant, but alhamdulillah, we are fortunate enough that we managed to request Qari Sahab that especially for the benefit of the listeners of Radio Islam internationally, locally, nationally and globally, that they will be motivated, that they would be inspired as well. The voice of the recitation of the world-renowned scholar Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Sabat rahimahullah is very, very well-known, world-renowned in any part of the world that you go to. So we had requested Qari Sahab to send us the recording of the ijaza, and the ijaza that was given to Qari Sahab by Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Sabat rahimahullah, which is introduced by Al-Hajj Abdul Hamid Lutfi of Cairo and read out, alhamdulillah, by Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul in his own voice, the voice that people worldwide have listened to his qira'ah. We will be, Qari Sahab is going to be joining us now. We're going to request Qari Sahab just to explain to us about the ijaza. And I'm sure if one looks especially at the KZN region, for many, many years, people may not have been familiar with ijaza, with the exception of perhaps, you know, the Cape province. But alhamdulillah, Qari Sahab will enlighten us on this right now. Qari Sahab, assalamu alaikum. ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته to you, Hafiz Wadi, and to all your listeners of Radio Islam International.
Qari Sahab, we say Jazakallah Khair once again for joining us on the program. We indeed very honored that, you know, alhamdulillah, it's the third Saturday that Qari Sahab has been with us, and Qari Sahab has been sharing, you know, information for motivation and for inspiration as well for the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International, be it the adults, be it children, all those who perhaps are fond of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And yes, indeed, everyone should have that connection with the Qur'an al-Kareem. Qari Sahab, we have two questions for Qari Sahab up today, but one that has just come in, which we're going to go with first. One of the esteemed listeners wanted to know that they have already memorized the Qur'an al-Kareem, and the emphasis was actually more on the hifz part of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and it's gone many years where they've memorized the Qur'an al-Kareem and there was no emphasis on proper pronunciation and so on. This particular Hafiz al-Qur'an who has sent in this question says it's for over 20-30 year period where he's been reading, where he memorized, he read, he memorized, and he continued like that. And many have also pointed out to him that his pronunciation is incorrect. He finds great difficulties in this, and he's requesting Qari Sahab's advice in this particular aspect just for a few minutes. And thereafter, Qari Sahab, our second question is going to be for Qari Sahab to explain to each and every one of us about the ijaza that is normally given by the Qurra to their students. But let's go with question number one, Qari Sahab.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah wa bil-alamin, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Nabiyina wa Mawlana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wa ajma'in. First, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his blessings and bounties upon us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send our salams and salawat to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and companions. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making in Ummah Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and blessing us for us to have the honor to be in this ummah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Qur'an is always a witness in our favor, never against us. And this is a dua that my Sheikh Abdul Basit ibn Hamu also made in the ijaza. Coming to your first question, you know, in the early days, I know when I came back from Cairo, there was this situation where many of them didn't know tajweed, they didn't have proper pronunciation. It was, and it is a difficult task, especially for those that have become authors of the Quran many, many years ago. Our old ustad, Hufaz, teachers of Quran, they did teach, but of course, coming from the Indo-Pak area, you know, they had a certain amount of the Indo-Pak accent. But the thing is that, you know, over the years, we have asked, you know, those that studied in the Arab world and under the standard of Quran and the knowledge of ilm al-tajweed. So for the brother who's concerned about the pronunciation and proper recitation with the ilm al-tajweed, especially the makharij al-huruf, their starting point is to get the pronunciation right. And to get the pronunciation right, they have to go to some ustad or someone who can guide them and listen to the makharij al-huruf. it's no problem to start all over again. And like, you know, we have our Ta'lim al-Qira where you've got examples of proper Arabic words with proper pronunciation, where you've got your ita and the ha and, you know, the and the and so on, all this kind of, you know, tricky pronunciation. So he needs to go and to someone to start first to learn the pronunciation. The next step is to take the short surahs and start focusing and getting the pronunciation right on the short surahs. And it may take hours and hours. Then after the short surahs, it can go, you know, surahs, it might not be a half of the Quran, that he feels may be easier for him to get his pronunciation. What, the first step is the pronunciation, then the next will come in the application of the ilm al-tajweed, the laws of the translation. Where you got, you know, the known laws, the mean laws, the math, etc. So these are all things that will come as second step. But the first and foremost is to get the pronunciation right. Many years ago, I did have some his students that did come through to me, and they wanted to get the pronunciation right, the recitation right, because I used the Ta'lim al-Qira, and I made them, you know, drill it so at least they get the pronunciation. Alhamdulillah, it helped them tremendously. So I asked the brother, inshallah, to go to somebody, and they got to start like how a child is starting. It's a little more difficult because you're already used to reciting in a certain way. You've got to act, you know, pronunciation in a certain way, but it's not impossible. There are people that did it at a later stage in their life, and alhamdulillah, they did get it right. So inshallah, my dua is that Allah guides him and makes it easy for him to improve his Quranic recitation, inshallah.
Inshallah. Qadisab, jazakallah khair for that. Alhamdulillah, Qadisab, many, many questions are coming in, but I think, inshallah, perhaps we'll have to make time for future programs or segments on this particular program for future. And I think, alhamdulillah, many have been very, very inspired and motivated as well. Some of the messages that are coming in, to me right here is that many have mentioned that they didn't know that anyone from South Africa actually had this opportunity to study under Sheikh Abdul Basit, Abdul Samad, rahimahullah, but alhamdulillah, Qari Sahib, indeed a blessing. Qari Sahib, going to question number two, or this was supposed to be the particular segment about the ijazah. Qari Sahib, once again, we say jazakallah khair for, you know, joining us on the program. And Qari Sahib, very simply to explain to the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International, those that are listening to us locally, nationally, internationally, what is this ijazah that was perhaps given to Qari Sahib, and you know, for the benefit, and also quite a few Hufaz have been sending a few questions in pertaining to this ijazah. Qari Sahib?
Okay, ijazah in Arabic, in English, actually means permission.
Qari Sahib? Is Qari Sahib still online?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Qari Sahib, okay. Yeah, now we can hear Qari Sahib. I think we just broke up for a few seconds there. It was pertaining to the ijazah. If Qari Sahib could explain to us the ijazah and how the ijazah, you know, was given to Qari Sahib as well.
Okay. First, you know, the meaning of ijazah in English is permission. It means you are given a permission. In the normal, what you call the Western world, they talk about giving, you know, a diploma, they talk about giving a BA, BS, and so on, all the different titles that they give, and like a doctor qualifies, and then they can now go and practice and so on. So similarly, from the Islamic perspective, you are given, ijazah means you are given permission. And here it specifically relates to the Quran, that you have now studied the Quran, and you are now given permission, not only to recite, but also they emphasize for you to pass it on. Because we know that the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it down to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Jibreel alayhi salam, and then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba, and from there, the chain carried on. Alhamdulillah, you know, I have seen Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad ijazah that was issued to. In fact, I saw the handwritten one, and in his handwritten ijazah, it was about 3 pages long, it had that he was given this permission, ijazah, by his sheikh, who got it from his sheikh, and the chain carries on and links up right to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I was honored to see his ijazah, which means that he's linked goes back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Qur'an, especially the senior ones, make sure that they want to read by somebody who has that chain recorded. So which means that each sheikh gave the permission to the other sheikh, and that's how it came down to Sheikh Abdul Masud Bani al-Hambo. So this is where the ijazah actually comes in. We, I think, here in South Africa, you know, when somebody becomes a hafiz of Quran, we have a ijazah, so they become a hafiz of the Quran. But I think we should do the same. Of course, like in Cape Town, they do it. But we should also now, you know, get our shuyukh and our asatizah who are in hafiz of Quran to give this ijazah, because it's not only for the person to become hafiz of Quran. They must recite the Quran, but they also must pass it on to generations after that. So the chain still carries on, inshallah. So this is how the ijazah works. That you got to go to your sheikh, or your ustad, or your molana, or your hafizab, or your muallima, or hafizah, where you study the Quran, and then after you study and they are satisfied, then they feel that, no, now I can give you the ijazah for you to recite in public also, and also for you to teach and pass it on. Of course, amongst the things is that they don't just give it willy-nilly to any student. They also look at the student's character. Inshallah, you know, if you ask for my ijazah, you'll see that he mentioned something about character also in his ijazah. So these are important things that the ustad that is teaching the Quran is very concerned that the student that studies the Quran and becomes a hafiz or a qari of the Quran has to carry the banner of the Quran. So these are things that they instill in the students about upright character, about trying to follow the teachings of the Quran. So coming back to the ijazah, this is how the ijazah is given to students, you know, in the Arab world. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You know, there's so many questions that are coming in. One question that has come in very quickly, because we will need to air this the recording of the ijazah. One question that we're just going to take, wanting to know, it's Ari who has forwarded this question to us, that is it important for one to recite the Quran from memory to receive the ijazah, or is it that you could recite the Quran looking in the mushaf and also receive the ijazah?
No, as far as I know, that you got to recite the Quran from memory for you to get the ijazah. Because it seems that they mentioned that, you know, Hafiz al-Quran, that he made hits of the Quran. It comes to, you got to be a Hafiz, and you got to be able to recite with the ilm al-tajweed, the laws pertaining to proper qiraat, and normally the main basis is qiraat hafs and asin. The others go on further to study the different qiraat, and for that also, even in Egypt, the Egypt family is that they will read the whole Quran in every riwayah, in every qiraat, for them to be given that ijazah to read even in that style or that qiraat. So they have to recite the whole Quran from memory. Coming back to we touched a little bit on the role of the asatiza, or the importance of the ustad. I think we don't have that much time, but very quickly, the first muallim or muallima is the parent at home, or the parents at home. So they are the ones that start teaching the Quran, and it's important that the parents, or the children from a young age, I know most parents do, they start teaching the children Quran. Thereafter, they send them either to a madrasa, and thereafter from madrasa, either to maktabs or Alim courses, or to madrasa tahfiz al Quran. And this way, the asatiza, or the ustad, or the malona, all the hafiza come into play, where they teach them the Quran. And, Rasulullah has said, qayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama, the best of you are those that learn the Quran and teach it. So parents will take pride in teaching the Quran, so you also come amongst the chosen one. But those that teach the Quran, from beginning to end, are the ones that, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed many of them who are doing it worldwide, to who have become hafiz of the Quran and passing the Quran on to their students. A point I want to mention over here is that, alhamdulillah, it's over 40 odd years, soon it will be over 50 years. I still keep contact with the families of my Qurra, Asatiza, and Shiyukh, here and overseas. So it's something very important for young students to ensure that when they become hafiz of the Quran, that they keep the bond with the Ustaz. I still go and visit my Ustaz, the Sufi Farooq over here. I still keep contact with the family of Sheikh Abdullah Abdul Samad and many of Qur'an as well. So I think it's important that students of the Qur'an make sure that they keep and continue the link with the Asatiza that have taught them the Qur'an. The other important thing I just want to mention, Hafizat, is that take advice from your Ustad or your Molana or the Qari or Sheikh that is teaching you the Qur'an. I learned a lot from Hafiz Sufi Farooq, my Ustad here, and from my Shiyukh and Sheikh Abdul Baqir Abdurrahman in Cairo. I learned tremendously from them aspects of life, aspects not only of Qur'an, but aspects of how we should handle ourselves, how to handle situations in life. And, I did the same for my students. And I remember that one of my students, when he was coming close to finishing his matric, he wanted to study a particular course. And his parents were trying to tell him, no, don't study that. And then the parent phoned me and said, look, maybe you can talk to my son. Because to us, in our house, everything is jihad. Whatever I say, he would listen, he wouldn't question. So when he came for his classes after that, I had a chat with him, and then I advised him to go into an accountant and become a chartered accountant. And alhamdulillah, today he's a chartered accountant, and he is in fact handling the telecom account and so on with the other things. So I saw in him the potential, and I said, look, go into this. And he went home that evening, and he told his parents, no, I'm going to go and become the chartered accountancy. So he said, but we've been telling you to do that. How come you change your mind? He said, no, my hafiz told me, so I'm going to do it. So I think the dua of the ustad is very important, and that's why I come to it. And I didn't expect to get this ijaza, but in the ijaza, Sheikh Al-Tubas put there, that he must teach the Quran to the people of his country. And I think that's the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took, and I got into Eosan Islamic education. I came back, I started his classes, and we talked, the Muslim Charitable Foundation in our teacher training course and in schools. So you can see the power of the dua of the ustad. And this is what people must make sure, by keeping the contact with the ustad teacher, ask him for advice, ask him to make dua. I remember going to Cairo also, come Ramadan morning, I look up and I come to tell my parents, was called Mr. Bejo, Mr. Bejo, Akita Quran Chikar Aga, they look, learn Quran, copy, and come. So even the morning, I look, as a sheikh, as an alim, encourage my parents, make this dua, go to Egypt, so Allah, accept the dua. So I just want to emphasize to students out there that take duas of your ustad, take advice of your ustad, and that definitely takes you a long way.
Inshallah. Qadisa, jazakallah khair for that. Qadisa, we will now air the audio of the ijaza, and as soon as it's close to the end, we will again, our sound engineer, Brother Hanzala, will reconnect with Qadisa to conclude the program with the dua. So, inshallah, Qadisa, right now, we will be airing the ijaza for the benefit of the esteemed listener, Radio Islam International. This is the ijaza that was given by Qadisa's ustad, that is Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad Rahimahullah, which is introduced by Al-Hajj Abdul Hamid Lutfi of Cairo and read out Alhamdulillah by Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad Rahimahullah in his own voice, the voice that people worldwide have listened to. We request you to listen to this as Alhamdulillah. I think it's for the very, very first time we've humbly requested Qadisab. Qadisab was reluctant for the benefit of the listeners of the radio station that will be inspired, that will be motivated to listen to this ijaza. We now listen to this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأزكى السلام. أما بعد، فيشرفنا الآن فضيلة القارئ المصري الشيخ عبد الباسط محمد عبد الصمد ليناقش السيد الشيخ أحمد يوسف لوكهات الطالب من ديربن التابعة لدولة جنوب إفريقيا في رسالته بالنسبة لحفظه وتجويده القرآن الكريم على فضيلة الشيخ عبد الباسط محمد عبد الصمد. فليتفضل مولانا بمناقشته وبمنحه التقدير الذي يراه.
بعد المناقشة مع الشيخ أحمد يوسف لوكهات، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القاهرة في يوم الجمعة 23 من شهر ذي القعدة سنة 1397 هجرية، الموافق 4 من شهر نوفمبر سنة 1977 ميلادية، من الشيخ عبد الباسط محمد عبد الصمد القارئ بجمهورية مصر العربية إلى الشيخ أحمد يوسف لوكهات ابن يوسف ابن أحمد لوكهات من مدينة ديربان التابعة لدولة جنوب إفريقيا، المسلم الديانة ومن رعايا جنوب إفريقيا. الحمد لله الذي جمع في القرآن العظيم كنوز معاني دقائق العلوم، وأعطى من اصطفاه من خلقه مفاتيحها، ومن طوى منها من المنطوق والمفهوم، وخص من شاء من عباده بحفظ كتابه، وألهمه العمل بشروطه وآدابه. أحمده على ما وفقنا واصطفانا وجعلنا من حملة هذا الكتاب، وأشكره على ما أولانا وهدانا لطرق الصواب. أما بعد، فنقر ونشهد، نحن عبد الباسط محمد عبد الصمد القارئ المصري وخادم القرآن الكريم، بأن الطالب الشيخ أحمد يوسف لوكهات قدم إلى القاهرة عاصمة جمهورية مصر العربية في شهر ذي الحجة سنة 1393 هجرية، الموافق شهر يناير سنة 1974 ميلادية، وكان لا يتكلم سوى اللغة الإنجليزية، وطلب مني حفظ القرآن الكريم وأحكامه وتجويده، وقد حفظه علينا والحمد لله حفظا تاما وتجويدا برواية حفص عن عاصم، وأصبح الآن مجيدا للتلاوة والقراءة، ويجوز له أن يعلمها لأبناء بلده، وأصبح يجيد التكلم باللغة العربية وكتابتها، ويتميز هذا الطالب بالذكاء والاستقامة والتدين. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يكون القرآن الكريم شاهدا له لا شاهدا عليه، وهو يستحق منا تقدير جيد جدا مع مرتبة الشرف، وهذه شهادة منا بذلك، والله ولي التوفيق. عبد الباسط محمد عبد الصمد القارئ بجمهورية مصر العربية.
يتقدم الآن الطالب الشيخ أحمد يوسف لوكهات ليتسلم الشهادة من فضيلة الشيخ عبد الباسط محمد عبد الصمد، فله منا التهاني، وفقه الله وجعله من خدمة القرآن الكريم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On the occasion of the presence of Maulana Ismail Abdul Razik, the lecturer at Azhar Sharif University, he kindly undertake the translation of the Ijaza certificate given by Maulana Sheikh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad. Please proceed.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ijaza certificate. All praises due to Allah, the revealer of the Holy Quran, wherein He has accumulated the treasures of the minute meanings of sciences, the bestower of its keys to the elect among his creation, whom he endows with the aptitude to preserve his book and inspires to carry out its ordinances and moral codes. My humble praise to Allah for enabling me to be among those who serve the Quran and enjoy its guidance. This day Friday the 23rd Zilqa'dah 1397, corresponding to the 4th of November 1977. I, Sheikh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad, reciter of the Holy Quran in the Arab Republic of Egypt, confer this Ijazah certificate to Sheikh Ahmed Yusuf Lockhart, citizen of the Republic of South Africa, born in Durban. He arrived in Cairo, capital city of Egypt, during the month of Zilhajjah 1393, corresponding to January 1974. At that time, he was unable to speak any other language, not a single word in Arabic, apart from English. It was his request that he should memorize the Holy Quran by heart, with all its relevant tajweed and tafsir laws of recitation, according to the well-known school of Hafs, from Asim by me. In conferring this ijazah on him, I hereby certify that he has now attained efficiency and proficiency in the sciences of the Quran recitation, and is authorized to impart its knowledge to his fellow brethren. Sheikh Ahmed is also versed in reading, writing, and understanding the Arabic language. He is a very religious young student, upright in conduct and intelligent. I hereby grant him the ijazah with the grade very good with honors. May Allah shower his blessings on him and grant the Holy Quran to be a witness in his favor and not against him. This ijazah certificate is issued to whom it may concern. Sheikh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad.
This is Radio Islam International, bringing you closer to each other and the Ummah at large. The world is our community.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, you have heard the audio, the recording of the ijazah that was given by the world-renowned Sheikh and Qari, Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad rahimahullah, to our very own Durban's very own senior Qari, Qari Ahmed Lockhart Sahib, Hafizahullah. Alhamdulillah, you know, that was brought to us, and we also remember the great scholar that had translated that is Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak rahmatullah alayhi as well. I think Qari Sahib is still online with us. Qari Sahib?
Yes.
Qari Sahib, alhamdulillah. Qari Sahib, we really, I'm really indebted to Qari Sahib for affording us this opportunity to listen, you know, to the audio of the ijazah, and it is indeed a great honor, and I'm sure many will be really inspired and motivated by this as well. Qari Sahib, that brings us now to 14:52. The program will be concluding just two or three minutes before 3 o'clock. We request Qari Sahib with some concluding remarks, and thereafter a short dua as well.
Okay. One thing, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us servants of the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us be servants of the Quran till the time Allah take us from this world. And Allah bless us to be amongst the Ahl al-Quran in the hereafter, inshallah. Just as we have mentioned, I also want to emphasize to the listeners that it was on your request let you have the ijazah because my shuyukh, especially Abdul Basit Samad, Rabbani Rahmu, said that, look, always have be modest, always be humble. So people listen to it, and as you mentioned, that for the benefit of the people, so maybe it's been encouraging for people, and there's no fakhr or pride in letting people listen to this ijazah. Of course, it's very emotional because it takes me back to my days, spending good time, alhamdulillah, and, in the concluding remarks, I just want to mention that two important factors for students out there to remember. One, one of the previous weeks, where the Shaykh have told us about the importance of reciting the Quran regularly, especially for the Hafiz. And the same goes, which I mentioned the last time, is like as though the Quran is talking to us. I said, you must remember that if the Quran is telling you, مَنْ تَرَكَنِي يَوْمَ تَرَكْتُ أَسْوَانِ, if you leave me for one day, the Quran is going to leave you for a week. وَمَنْ تَرَكَنِي أَسْبُوعًا تَرَكْتُهُ شَهْرًا, if you leave me for a week, Allah is saying, that the Quran is talking that I'm going to leave you for a month. If you leave me for a week, I'm going to leave you for a month. وَمَنْ تَرَكَنِي شَهْرًا تَرَكْتُهُ سَنَةً, if you leave me for a month, I'm going to leave you for a year. وَمَنْ تَرَكَنِي سَنَةً تَرَكْتُهُ سَنَوَاتًا, if you leave me for a year, then I'm going to be gone from you. So Allah save us from that. The other thing that we were told repeatedly by our shuyukh is, مَنْ تَعَلَّمَنِي حَرْفًا أَصْبَحْتُ لَهُ عَبْدًا, whosoever taught me a letter of the Quran, I become his servant. So our satiza, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all our satiza and all the ustaz and the shuyukh and the ulama that have and are teaching Quran. Allah bless all those that have passed on, because if it's not for what they have done, we will not have had the Quran today. And all those that are teaching it, and all those that have become upad, I always even tell my students, please try and pass it on to at least one student in your lifetime, so the chain carries on, and inshallah wa ta'ala is that the chain carries on till Qiyamah. So, this opportunity, and to all the listeners out there, and, you know, mark for anything that I may have said out of turn, whatever I said was, you know, for the pleasure of Allah and with all humbleness and humility, because, you know, very quickly, I had I was with Sheikh Abdul Basit, and we went to one place, and he had to give his name. He turned around, and they were going to write his name, and he said, Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad. So the person looked up, and he said, Sheikh Abdul Basit. So he said, Naam. So he immediately called his manager and said, look, Sheikh Abdul Basit over here. But he never turned around and told them that I am so-and-so, I've come over here, you give me preference. So you could see the humility that they had, even though they sat with presidents and king and people, you know, of honor worldwide. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always bless us with the Quran and keep us humble and be pleased with us, inshallah.
I mean, Qari Sahib, just one very quickly for the benefit of the listeners once again. Quite a few have been querying contact details. If someone would like advice from Qari Sahib, how do they contact Qari Sahib? Is there an email? Is there an office number? Very briefly, Qari Sahib.
Okay. They can send an email to info@ieosa.org.za. Again, info@ieosa.org.za, or they can phone the office 031-301-9744 and leave a query or message for me, and inshallah I will contact them, and if there's any way that I can assist, I mean, we are here to serve the Quran.
I mean, Jazakallah khair for that. Qari Sahib, that brings us now to 14:57. Just a few minutes, we humbly kindly request Qari Sahib to conclude this afternoon's program with a dua.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم يا رب العالمين لك الحمد والشكر على كرمك وفضلك ونعمك علينا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن وزين أخلاقنا بالقرآن ونجنا من النار بالقرآن وادخلنا الجنة بالقرآن الكريم اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يذكرون جل جلالك كثيرا كثيرا وخاصة بتلاوة وقراءة القرآن الكريم اللهم ربنا يسر الطلبة الذين يحفظون القرآن واجعلهم من حفظاء وقراء القرآن الكريم اللهم اجعل القرآن الكريم شاهدا لنا لا شاهدا علينا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمنا كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم بارك لنا ولجميع أساتذتنا ومشايخنا ولكل من لهم حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بدعاء الخير إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. بقول سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Ameen and Jazakallah Khair Qarisa for joining us. Shukran, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh. And to the esteemed of Radio Islam International, we say shukran to you as well as to Brother Hanzala for his assistance. Coming up is the news at 1500 hours. Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh.